I mean, they've been explosive, one of the most explosive offenses in the league for the last few years. Obviously, Antonio Brown is probably, you know, right now the best receiver in the league. Ben Roethlisberger has been in the top of the league for many years. He's one of the elite quarterbacks. Got a really good run game in D'Angelo Williams. So they got weapons all over the field. Some other receivers that are making plays. So, you know, this would be the best offense that we've seen so far. You know, so we're looking forward to the challenge.
Three scores this year. All three drives had an X play along the way. Is there anyone? I mean, obviously, it's something you guys want to limit. But what's been the kind of threat on those big plays that's kind of gone wrong?
Yeah, like you said. I mean, we're talking about three X plays in two games. It's really not that bad. But you look at one was an earned catch by Terrell Pryor. It's just a really good play. He was in as good a position as we can get. He just made an NFL play. The other two last week was a double move we gave up that we shouldn't. And so we want to limit those. And then the other one, we had three guys back in coverage and just couldn't come down with the ball. So really we count two of them. One was just we got beat on a double move. The other one, we just failed to make a play. So we're not overly concerned about it, but yeah, I think, you know, we left this game with one big play down the field, and as a secondary, that's usually a win in the NFL. And like I said, we felt like we gave them that one, just bad coverage. But we have seen the three scores that or the drives that we've given up points have usually come with a big play. So I think the next step is to how do we eliminate, you know, any of them and make them earn their way down the field, because we've proven so far that making teams go the long way is really hard against this defense. Yeah, I mean, you got to keep him in front of you, and then when he's in front of you, got to tackle him. You know, he's a great route runner. He's got speed. He can get behind the defense. And if you play too soft, you know, he's a hard tackle on the open field. So the biggest thing is you got to make him, you know, earn it all the way down the field. You can't give him a quick one over the top. And when he does get those short passes, whether it's a screen or just short to intermediate route, you got to tackle him and limit the yards after catch.
With Jalen, obviously, he had a little tough start, and then seemed like he, without looking at the film, it seemed like he played really well. Mm-hmm. After that, he's a young kid. Is that really the most playing time he's had? What did he show you with his ability to kind of put the negative play behind him and keep out?
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that I think going into it, we were pretty confident that if he gave up a play, he wasn't going to lose his confidence or lose his technique. And even the play that he gave up, you know, he was just really trying to make a play when, you know, he didn't need to. And so he kind of got outside of his technique. But other than that play, the rest of the game, we thought he played really well. Played with good technique, tackled pretty well, except for like one. So, you know, for a rookie, his first start, I think I thought he played pretty well. I guess it depends on what you call successful. You see teams double teaming him. He still finds a way to split the coverage. Like I said, if you play too soft, he's a really hard tackle in open space. So I think that the biggest thing is you can't run away from the challenge. It's going to be a hard matchup, but guys got to be able to be in his face and making him earn every catch. Now he's going to have some catches. But those catchers need to come with immediate tackles afterwards and limiting the yards after catch and making somebody else beat us. So from a coverage standpoint, you know, we're still working that out and seeing how we feel about matchups, but we don't plan to do anything too far out of our character.
Does Jalen seem like the kind of kid that wouldn't back down from anyone?
No, he's not backing down at all. And, you know, he wants that matchup and which is good. You know, he's not afraid of it. He's not going to play soft. He's going to be competing, and that's what we want.
They have that part. They desire it more than we
desire. Last, Cutler, did not see you coming off of his right side. Of course, you
No, I mean, we hadn't really pressured that much or shown that look too much. And I'm always, usually in those formations, I'm tight to the line of scrimmage anyway. And he had his back to me, you know, hard play action away from me. And as soon as he set up, you know, is really the guy who didn't see me was the tight end to my side. Or I think was in charge of blocking me and didn't see me. Yeah, Paulson didn't see me. And so, you know, when you run that play action and you turn your back to the defense, you as a quarterback, you got a lot of faith in your line and in the protection, and it just, you know, came open.
He got ripped from that, you know, by all the play on the first play game they had possession. Never again.
It really, you know, it was all based off of that wasn't planned necessarily like that. We just knew certain looks we were going to try to attack. Other looks we'd probably play more coverage. So we had a good game plan. They just happened to give us a look that, and you know, obviously versus a call that was really opportunistic. So it was a good call by Jim.
A lot of the guys that played against Antonio Brown. Of the guys that play against Ray, maybe in the division, in this conference, does he remind you of anybody?
No. There's not many guys like Antonio Brown in the league. When you talk about just even his skill set and his route running, you know, is the amount of targets he gets, his production, his ability to stretch the field. I think the closest guy in our division is probably Odell Beckham, but you know, he we talk about the amount of production that Antonio Brown puts out year in and year out. Is, you know, it's really unmatched.
How much pressure is on the defense to play against a quarterback and a receiver have such a relationship that without communicating, they kind of know what
you're trying to do? I mean, it's hard on you. You know, it's a tough matchup, and that's what makes their offense so good. And as soon as you try to you know, divert all your attention to Antonio Brown and Ben Roethlisberger, they hand it off, you know, to Williams. And, you know, he's been a great back in this league for a long time, very productive, very hard runner. They make you stay honest. And so guys are going to have to win matchups. And that's there's no way around it. Either we're going to have to be able to stop the run, and sometimes we're going to be one-on-one with Antonio Brown and going to have to win those matchups. Yeah, people try. He still catches the ball, and even in bracket coverage, he knows how. I mean, they have that relationship where they know the looks that they're getting, they know the weaknesses of it, and they do a good job of having a lot of different checks and outlets built into the play call. So if you stack the box and it's not a good run, he can always check to a screen. Then you got Antonio Brown in space. If you got too many guys on the perimeter, they run it. Everybody's, you know, choked up. They can throw it deep. So it's a lot of outlets for them to really get themselves out of trouble and put themselves in the best situation. And so, you know, it's really going to come down to those one-on-one matchups. Can you cover, not only cover, but can you tackle in space one-on-one and make them earn their way down the field, play in and play out, and not give up a cheap, easy one over the top. I think early, you know, probably like an Andrew Luck. You know, I think Andrew had a pretty good grasp of his offense his rookie year, made some mistakes, and I think it's obviously a small sample. We talk about two games, but he's been impressive, you know, as far as I've seen, the amount of confidence he has at the line of scrimmage, the ability to stand in the pocket, throw it, get hit, and then do it again. So he's a very courageous quarterback, sometimes almost too courageous. But, you know, it's been impressive. I think just like, you know, the rest of the country that's sitting back watching him and in kind of awe, it's the same with the veterans on the team. We keep waiting for those rookie moments to come, and so far they haven't, which has been good for us. They've, you know, turned into wins. So hopefully he can continue to get better. And, you know, defensively, hopefully we continue to help him out.
Last one.
How good is this defense?
Good enough to be 2-0.
Thanks.
No problem.